From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Hume. The US Senate has approved a one-year extension to the country's debt ceiling. Lawmakers agreed to the move by 67 votes to 31 in a dramatic vote this Wednesday afternoon after debate time was shortened ahead of an approaching snowstorm. From FSN's headquarters in Washington, Lorna Shaddick reports.
Today's vote was necessary because the US Treasury had signalled it was likely to come to the end of its current borrowing limit by the 27th of February. That would have put federal payments at risk and meant the government could have started to default on some of its payment obligations. President Obama and his fellow Democrats demanded that the debt ceiling be raised without any conditions. But Republican Senator Ted Cruz had said he wanted meaningful conditions attached that would help reduce deficits. Normally, that would have stretched out debate time in the Senate for a couple of days. But with a winter storm approaching the DC area, senators agreed to waive the required debate time so the vote could happen before they left Washington. Eventually, after an hour-long voting process, 12 Republican senators sided with the Democrats to push the measure through. Lorna Shaddick, Washington.
US President Obama's announced the new minimum wage of $10.10 an hour starting next year. Meanwhile, Secretary of State John Kerry's heading to South Korea for his fifth trip to the Asia-Pacific region. UN-backed relief and evacuation operations continue in the besieged old city of Homs after a temporary halting of the agreed truce on Tuesday. Another 200 civilians have been allowed out, with almost 200 food parcels containing flour, rice and oil entering into the city. Those allowed to leave are mainly women and children. Many men of military age have been held back for questioning. The Syrian regime says it is considering an extension to the current ceasefire, which is due to end late Wednesday. Central African Republic President Catherine Samba Panza has come out and said she is ready to go to war with Christian rebels responsible for the slaughter of Muslims in the Central African nation. Christian militia groups say they are taking revenge for killings carried out by Muslims last year. Amnesty International is calling the situation ethnic cleansing. The sectarian fighting has also led to a food crisis. FSN's William Denslow reports from the UN headquarters in New York.
Militia attacks in the Central African Republic have led to what Amnesty International describes as a, quote, Muslim exodus of historical proportions. The rebel Muslim Salika force stepped down in January after taking control of the country last year, but sectarian attacks have continued. With almost a quarter of the country displaced because of the fighting, the UN food programme began a month-long aid airlift on Wednesday. This follows remarks made by the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon on Tuesday, urging France to send more troops to the CAR, stating that the international response does not, quote, match the gravity of the situation. William Denslow, New York.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. A New York federal judge has set the trial date for Boston Marathon bombing suspect Johar Tsarnaev at a hearing in Boston. The trial is due to begin in November. A controversial law putting an end to a woman's right to abortion in Spain is set to be passed after a challenge by the parliamentary opposition was defeated in Madrid. Scores of protesters across the country have taken to the streets to try and prevent the bill becoming law. From FSN's Europe Bureau, Jack Parrock reports.
The Spanish government is set to bring in legislation which will mean women in the country will have to prove they have been raped or that having a baby will have serious negative effects on their health in order to receive an abortion. The draft bill was originally approved in December but was challenged by left-wing opposition. A vote in the Spanish parliament on Wednesday, which has a solid conservative majority, upheld the proposal. Under current laws in Spain, women can choose to have an abortion up to 22 weeks into their pregnancy. Pro-choice activists protesting the law say they fear if it's introduced, it will force women to look for unsafe ways to terminate their pregnancies. Jack Parrock, Brussels.
British Prime Minister David Cameron has been chairing a Cobra-level meeting from Downing Street. That's to oversee the UK's flood response. Forecasters are warning they could see as much as a month's rainfall in the coming days. Authorities have issued 16 severe flood warnings across the south of the country. And that's the latest Feature Story News. Rebecca Hume reporting.